Spice up your life with me, Health Chef Julia, as I set out on the journey of what is healthy. In each episode, we'll explore the different meanings of healthy. For some, healthy means indulging in something decadent and delicious. For others, it's a mental health day and a good workout. There's more to health than just food. It's about living well, enjoying your life, and having fun. Haven't you heard? Redheads do it best. Come with me and we'll find out just what healthy is. Thank you so much for being on. You know, this whole podcast is about what is healthy and how healthy relates to different people and different aspects of their life and careers. And you're my healthy person of choice that I always like go to for all the workout stuff. So I thought it'd only be fitting for you to be on.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Will you share a little bit about yourself and then we'll go from there?
Sure. So my name is Shelby. I'm from Travel Fit Love. I am a travel guru by day, fitness trainer by early mornings and night. I am Julia's personal trainer as well. So this is extra special and exciting. And I am a newly, I guess, year and a half, first time mom. So healthy also just like has a whole new meaning to me now. Like caring for myself, but also caring for another human.
I can't even imagine. I haven't figured out how the caring for myself part is yet.
But Travel Fit Love first started off as a blog to document my travels and how to stay active while traveling, because those are two things I love. And it has shifted over this past year and a half of the love being family time, and how to balance all of that.
I love it. And I mean, I think when we first met, you were in the travel industry for like Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah. So I used to be a destination expert for the South Pacific. After college, I moved to Australia. I was obsessed with it after doing a 6-week study abroad program around the country. And when I returned back, I got into group travel and then became a destination expert for the South Pacific with a company. And overall, I love to travel. It's kind of an obsession of mine, a healthy obsession.
Yes, definitely.
So yeah, we met, I don't even know, like 4 years ago?
Yes, at the 6-degree retreat.
Yeah.
And so you were the personal trainer and I was the private chef.
Exactly. But something's
changed. Exactly, right? We're sticking to our thing. We're in COVID. You guys have been doing like little weekend trips here and then getting tested. Where do you see the travel? Like, what are your thoughts? Like, how do people travel safely and healthily right now within like the confines they can?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, first and foremost, before giving any advice, I do advise others to check the CDC, the local travel advisories and restrictions. For us, you know, we decided not to fly this year because of having a baby. And we also want to respect everything that's going on. So we've rented a few houses and, you know, supported the local tourism boards, you know, for those towns. And, you know, I think it's also just like what you feel comfortable with, you know, and, you know, talk with your family and your friends and, you know, come to a plan. Like if that means traveling with a friend, it means like, are you guys both quarantining before, or are you getting tested? Like, how are you going to do this together? But yeah, it's such a weird time. And unfortunately it doesn't look like the industry is going to come back for this for a number
of years. Yeah. So we know that you love travel, but like, how did the health thing start and how did you become a private personal trainer? And you used to do all these classes and
yeah,
you're still doing them, but you're doing them on IGTV or Instagram Live or.
Yeah. So I grew up dancing. So I should probably say that when I moved to Australia, I was like pursuing my dance career. When I moved back to the US, I was like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to like live in New York and make it as a dancer. So I like went to a corporate job, and started dancing, kind of just recreationally. And that got me transitioned into the fitness space and wellness space. I was teaching at boutique studios, and then I, you know, was really developing these personal relationships with people to train them. But I felt like I, even though I have the dance background and I was trained from this studio, I felt like I didn't have the credibility to be giving the advice, to be giving like personal instruction. So I went ahead and I got my personal training certification. It was a long process. And it's like, when you leave college and or grad school, whatever, you like don't think you're going to like go back to opening a textbook. So it was definitely like, I remember the summer, like flashcards, and like, it was probably a couple month process.
That's how I felt about going back to culinary school in my late 20s. I was like, what is this? Like, why don't I take a test?
Exactly. It's just like, wait, like doing this again? But it was definitely worth it. I got my personal training certification. I started taking on private clients.
That's the SOM, right?
There are a few different ones. There's NASM, there's AFA, there's ACE, there's a few accreditations. And I was doing classes at studios and private clients in the city and a studio out in New Jersey. And then COVID happened and I started to develop my following like virtually. So I actually really enjoy we do half hour sessions, like a class format, but like Julia said, it's kind of like, you need that extra motivation during this time. You need that person who's going to hold you accountable, you know, and
you don't have that in a group setting anymore by doing like workout classes. And I don't think I ever want to go back to workout classes after working out with you. Like, it's just not the same.
Thanks. Always here for you. We've kind of shifted to the online space and it's been really great. I sometimes, you know, in the beginning of this, I was doing once a week free IGTV or IG Live, wanting to give everyone the opportunity to get in a workout for free. I'll do a few pop-ups here and there on IG, on Instagram, but couldn't commit to that same day and time.
Yeah. But then you also did like an outdoor workout with your like neighborhood.
Yeah. So I live in a community right outside of the city and we started a socially distant workout because again, like I felt like people are kind of struggling during this time where they're in their house all day working. And this was a time where we could kind of get out, you know, keep our distance, but work out with that vibe and energy of a class. I only started this recently once shelter in place was like lifted and all of that.
I know that like, we don't know what travel is going to be like, but you always did these like amazing tips on like how to stay fit or work out while traveling. And now I see your IG and it's like how to stay fit and work out while working from home with your husband. And it's like, he's working on the computer and you're on the Peloton.
Yeah. I mean, I think, so as far as like when you travel, one of my, you know, biggest things was, you know, find the balance. And that's my whole thing in life. And I'm sure we'll get there in this conversation. But when it came to traveling, I was looking for more active tours, like a bike tour instead of a bus tour or like a city walking tour. And then also like I would try and use, if we were going internationally, I would use the jet lag to our advantage. So, you know, traveling over to Australia, I'd wake up at 5 a.m. ready to go, but nothing's open. So I'd go and, you know, work out or go for a run to explore the destination. So a lot of those tips are on my blog. And now I think it's...
And we'll link it all in the end.
Okay, thanks. I think it's really important to schedule in that workout or that walk, just like you will with your meetings, like just like you do it with, you know, your corporate job. You have that, these Zoom calls, you know, market in now. I think that's also why I've been successful with clients with these half hour workouts, because, you know, you can take a look at Julia's Instagram, her sweaty selfies, like, you know, you really do get a sweat in and it's only a half hour. But when you market in your work calendar, you know, people just see a half hour, you know, meeting, and, you know, it's important for you to schedule it in like a meeting.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't
cancel. And I took what you said, exactly, but I also took in what you said where you're like, okay, so you have a client at 9, we work out at 8, like make that also a priority just as much as the client would be.
Right, exactly. And I would say, like, you know, I was about to say, oh, you wouldn't cancel on your boss, you wouldn't cancel on your trainer, but just kidding, just kidding.
I knew it was coming. Okay, so one thing that I'm doing that I want to ask everybody, because everybody has such a different take on this and a different perspective and a different lifestyle, is what does health mean to you? And I know that's such a big open-ended question, so you can take it any way you want.
Like health or healthy or...
Either one, like your health in general. How do you, like, you're really fit, you eat really well. I know that you pick up, like, have a vegetarian diet. You guys do like different cleanses together. Like you're very health forward, more so than others. How does that then go into like your clients?
As far as vegetarian, I've actually been a vegetarian since I was 8 years old because I didn't really want to slaughter animals for food. And what's interesting, kind of taking this back to Australia, funny enough, is I ate fish. Like I was like, I don't want to slaughter like farm animals, but like I'll eat fish. And then when I had studied abroad, I was doing like a wildlife and conservation program. And I was like, I'm conserving all these other animals. Why aren't I doing this with fish? And I stopped eating fish. So that was always just more of like a moral thing. Otherwise, you know, I really try and find the balance. And this cleanse that Julia just brought up, one of the programs that I do is an Arbonne 30 days to healthy living. And what I like about it is that I'm removing dairy, gluten, and soy, which are also those in, as well as alcohol and coffee.
But, and sugar, right?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
Like meat, fruit. But what I also find is that when I eat gluten, dairy, soy, like the inflammation that I get, like is crazy. Like I look like I'm pregnant. So it's interesting because we only do the cleanse maybe once or twice a year, just to kind of like reset. But I just like feel so much better. So the cleanse program itself, we do once or twice a year, but I've now adapted that lifestyle of eating. You know, I try and do dairy and gluten-free during the week. And then on the weekends I enjoy, like, and that's one thing about being healthy. Like, you know, is finding that balance. The weekends,
absolutely.
Have that rosé. I will, you know, have that pizza if I want it. You know, it's really just trying to find that happy medium and, you know, enjoying, you got to enjoy those little things. And that's also like what I talk about, like when I travel, it's like, I stay active when I travel because I also want to indulge in the local yums.
Yeah.
And not feel bad. And you know, it's like,
and not feel like crap on the plane ride home when you're like bloated and uncomfortable for all the food and alcohol that you've consumed.
Right.
At least that's me. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's true, but you know, it's definitely about like healthy means, like finding balance for me and, you know, not being down on myself, you know, when I, you know, instead of just having the pizza Saturday, if it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like
right.
I'm enjoying, you know, and I know like Monday comes and I'll, you know, refresh. Here's one thing about me is that I'm really boring when it comes to food. Like I eat the same thing every day.
What do you eat?
So it's, so breakfast, I eat like some sort of like egg sandwich. Like I make eggs and I either put it on toast, gluten-free toast, or like a brown rice wrap, which I had today. It was really good. With like guacamole salsa. That was really good. And then for lunch, I usually do like a, this sounds probably so gross to the normal person, but like a tofurkey. Lately in quarantine, I've been doing like a tofurkey sandwich. So it's like fake, like turkey, like soy turkey.
Yeah. That's yeah.
Thing where like during the, on the cleanse, you have to cut out soy, but since I'm a vegetarian, like I really rely on soy a lot for protein.
Protein. And
for nighttime, I make a Mexican bowl. I do brown rice, black beans, maybe like a soy beef crumble. Or if I'm on the cleanse program, I take that out with avocado, tomato salsa, maybe tofu. So I kind of make like a Mexican bowl and I literally eat that every day. And then I make, I make smoothies. Like
I couldn't do that. Like, I love that you're saying that. That would drive me crazy.
Well, it's funny because early on in Instagram, people were like, oh, like post food. I'm like, why? Like I eat every day. I don't cook. Like I'm so and honest about it.
Does your husband eat that too?
No. Oh no. And he's the cook. He's the foodie.
Oh. He,
yeah.
But he eats meat.
He eats meat.
And what about Sydney?
He eats meat.
Oh my God. I love it. But like, so you're, because you're vegetarian, you're a total proponent of the alternative meat products and it totally sits well with you and you don't have any kind of like bloating or issues from eating that daily.
Oh, and it's funny, like this, because of the soy, like that sometimes gives me the bloating. But you know, I also know that like my body needs it. And like, you know, I'm trying to think about dinner after dinner last night.
How do you incorporate like other grains that are probably higher, like buckwheat or split peas or lentils or anything like that, that's like higher in protein than like the soy stuff?
Yeah. Like I like black beans basically every day. Chickpeas I love. Quinoa. I've also like have a subscription to a pre-made service that like is a plant-based food subscription.
Is it like purple carrot or something?
I was about to say, am I allowed to say?
Like, yeah, I don't care.
Okay. It's Splendid Spoon.
Oh, yeah. Do you like it?
Love it. The flavors are so good. And Sydney, so like I was eating it and then I would let Sydney try it and he loved it. So now
I saw on IG, he was like going to town.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So it's funny because one of their recipes we were eating today had like the buckwheat in it, like something like that. So, and the lentil soup. So yeah, I get a lot of that through there.
How do you get like a kid or a baby? He's not even a kid. He's a baby still. How do you get him to like eat healthy things? Like, I'm not going to lie. I watch Melissa Wood Health stories and I'm like, how are her infants drinking green juice? And they're like, they're craving green juice. Like, have you gotten him to that point?
Yeah. It's funny. I've made him smoothies before with strawberry bananas and spinach, and like bananas, I feel like overpower like everything. So, like he's been into that. He's like at an age though where it's like so messy. Like he just like wants to take the straw out or like. So we haven't really gotten into those like things for him, but I kind of offer it and see what he likes or doesn't like. Like he was really into like these spinach cakes and they were out of spinach cakes once and we got the kale version and he just like was not having it. Like barely knew the difference. So it's funny.
If someone wanted to like lose weight, let's say like, one thing I could say about you is like, and myself, like I work out with you 3 days a week. I definitely don't care about the number on the scale, but I have noticed that my clothes are fitting better. I have more muscle definition. I sleep better. I feel better. I can bounce back quicker, which is all the things that I wanted. But if someone is coming to you and specifically wants to tone and lose weight, what would be like the first 5 things you tell them to do?
2 things. One, well, first off, can I get that as a testimonial?
Yes, definitely. We'll make a little sound bite just of that.
Yes. And also like to kind of throw this out there off the bat is like, I'm not a registered dietitian. I'm not a nutritionist. So anything I share, like please, consult with some of those people.
Oh, absolutely.
Doctors. I think
I trust you and it's work, so I'm gonna listen.
I think definitely like watching what you eat. Like, yeah, if you eat pizza and drink alcohol every day and night, like sure, you're going to put on weight. Oh, with that being said, when I was pregnant and talking about eating the same thing every day, I had bagels for breakfast, sandwiches for lunch, and pasta for dinner for like the last 4 months straight.
Yeah, but you were like a ripped pregnant woman. Like you did not, you literally looked exactly the same from behind.
Oh, thanks. But I was like growing a human, so I'm like all okay with it. But so I think like definitely like watching what you eat in the kitchen. But I think what's also important is like a lot of times people feel like they need to like cut calories when like really like you need to make sure you're eating enough too. You need to make sure you're eating enough that your body can like burn something. I think as far as working out, it's important to really mix it up. So if you're doing like, if you've never done anything and then suddenly you're just doing yoga and like yoga every day, every day, every day, like eventually you're just not gonna like, you know, you need to
see results.
You need to get in that cardio, the strength, you know, people are scared about heavy weights. Like, you know, sometimes that can really be the trigger.
Yeah, don't people say that like actually you burn more calories by lifting heavy weights than you would do by like running?
Right. Like it is a good way to, it is a good addition and something to incorporate into your routine. With my clients, I even like to mix it up. Like some days we'll do like high intensity interval training. Other days we'll do like a sculpt, just like the small muscle, small movement type of workout. Mm-hmm. So,
is that what we're going to do tomorrow?
Which one? Just you wait. Just you wait.
I'm so scared, but I'm going to love it. It's going to be great. I'm going to need it. I'm okay. I'm going to,
you'll have to do a recap of, tomorrow. Like,
yeah, for real.
Workout.
We should like, I'll like screen grab, record the whole workout, be like what she did to me after we recorded our podcast. What about, okay, thoughts on the whole needing to drink a gallon of water a day and like drinking all that liquid to like flush your system?
I mean, water itself, I think is just like good for you. Like there is nothing wrong with water. Like I would say like there's no such thing as too much water. Like there may be. Like, especially during quarantine, I've actually been tracking my water more now just because
I want to get one of those giant water bottles that says how much you've drank throughout the day.
Yeah, I just want to like make sure I'm getting it. And, you know, I think with water, it not only will help, you know, your energy, but like your skin and like the hydration of that, like, you know, that. And I don't know. I think there's like nothing wrong with it. I think, you know, do what you can. But I think for everyone at home right now, you know, now is a really good time to just try to track it or get into a routine. Kind of like our crunches, how we started off. I'm like, dude, yes. Every time you go to the bathroom. Like,
yeah. You know, and then anyway, you told me to do like 10 circles with my arms forward and then 10 circles with my arms the
forward,
opposite direction.
Back, up, down, circle, circle.
Yes. And how many times do I have to do it? There you go. She told me to do that, guys, in between while I go to the bathroom at a client's house. I've done it once so far. But it's always in my head now when I go to pee. I'm like, should I do this now?
Well, it's funny because these are all my travel tricks. It's like when you travel, like you don't need weights all the time. Like you can do these small muscle like arm things, and it's like, you know, you're on a plane for 2 hours. Like, what can you do in those 2 hours? Or just like,
but do you want to be that asshole on the plane that's like
6 feet apart? But, or more so like in a hotel room, you don't need weights. Like, you could just do that.
I'm right.
Like, no one can see us and like all the moves we're doing right now.
Yeah.
You can do it.
But we did it. Like, but we did it so well in unison. I really wish that someone would see how good that was. Okay. So where can people find you? Where can people find your tips and tricks on like, working out while traveling or baby kid food ideas and all the things that you share? And if they want private personal training, 30 minutes, how do they connect with you?
Thank you. You can visit my website at travelfitlove.com. I have a lot of studio reviews, destination itineraries and suggestions. And then follow me on Instagram at travelfitlove, where I post my tricks, my tips, and IGTV workouts. And if you are interested in a private session, please contact me, shelby@travelfitlove.com, or you can reach out on Instagram. Let me know you heard this podcast and I will give you a special discount.
Oh, there you go. Okay, Shelby, I love you so much. Thank you for coming on. You are amazing. Thank you for being my second guest. And can you imagine? Oh, I forgot. We also shared a bed on the second retreat and you were pregnant.
Yeah, we were on our second retreat together. I was pregnant, didn't tell anyone yet, and was pretty lame during that retreat because I was so tired. Thanks for the snuggles.
No problem. I'm happy to be a big spoon anytime. But I can't wait for our workout tomorrow. I can't wait for this episode to go live and for people to find you. And literally, she kicks my ass 3 days a week, and I am drenched in my apartment. And I think the company across the street that can see into my windows are like, what the hell is this girl doing? But I love it. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Mwah.